This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Along with virtually every other part of this economy that can, mental health professionals are working from home. Therapy on Zoom or on the phone, right? This shift to mental telehealth, if you want the buzzword, means millions of people will continue to get care. But like so many things in this pandemic, the speed and scale of the change has turned an industry upside down. In this case, the insurance industry, which is scrambling to figure out what to cover and how. From Minnesota Public Radio, Elisa Roth reports.
This is the call Jenna Lindgren is making over and over these days.
Yes, I am checking to see if telehealth is covered through our client's policy.
Lindgren works for a company that does billing for mental health practices, and she's trying to figure out if the patient's health insurance will pay for telehealth now that the therapist isn't seeing patients in person anymore.
It'll be outpatient mental health.
It's relatively simple to translate therapy and other mental health care to a telehealth model, but whether it's covered by insurance is a whole other question. Paul Jonas runs the company Lindgren works for. The rules have been changing almost by the day.
We call a provider services line, and sometimes we're told one thing, sometimes we're told another. Clients are having this happen, too.
Health insurance is, well, complicated. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is a federal agency, sets the basic rules for public health insurance. Private insurers generally follow the government's lead, and then on top of that, they can also set their own rules. So here's an example. Until last month, the government was very strict about which technology could be used for telehealth. Phones weren't allowed. Therapy had to be done via special, approved internet platforms. Now the government says therapy over any phone is okay, which is a big deal because some people don't have a smartphone or a computer. But now the private companies have to decide if they'll cover therapy on the phone and under what circumstances and for which plans.
How will the group practice or the provider be working?
Pamela Greenberg is president of the Association for Behavioral Health and Wellness, which is a trade organization that represents health plans.
And then you can determine whether or not that seems like, yes, that makes sense. That should work via the service that you're using.
Greenberg says the other challenge for insurance companies is to make sure the clinicians are actually delivering the services they promise and that patients are still getting the care they need, even from a distance. Still, the switch to telehealth may turn out to be just the push behavioral health care needs. Hayden Huskamp studies health insurance policy at Harvard.
This could really be a game changer for psychiatric practice going forward. And so there may be a push for insurers to keep covering telemedicine for mental health care after this crisis ends.
In the meantime, though, patients and their mental health care providers may not know if treatment will be covered. Jim Jonas is the father of Paul Jonas, the man who runs the billing service. The senior Jonas is a therapist who runs a mental health practice in the Twin Cities. This family knows mental health care. Jonas says for now, at least, he's taking the gamble.
I was willing to take the risk that I'm not going to get paid for all of this. And I'm still probably not going to get paid for all of this, but I can sleep at night, okay, knowing that, you know, I checked in with my clients.
Therapists and psychiatrists are just starting to submit their March bills, which means they'll know in the coming weeks which ones are paid and which ones are rejected. In the Twin Cities, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.